the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillah fil aradin ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. In the previous session we talked about friendship, and as you remember we said there are different ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to friendship in the Quran. One is by using the concept of khalil, whose plural form is akhilla, and it comes from the root khulla, which means friendship. We talked about it, and then at the end we reached this verse, which is the verse 125 of chapter 4. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن أحسن دينا ممن أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. We said, although we talk about human relations, but this particular verse is about Allah choosing Ibrahim عليه السلام as his friend. And at the end, I ask you to think why Ibrahim was chosen to be a friend of God, and what does that imply? So, when we refer to our hadith about the reason why Allah chose Ibrahim and adopted him as his friend, we find different things which all can be connected, and they all can contribute to this choice. When we put these hadiths together, we find that he had many qualities. He was a person who was praying in the night when people are sleeping. He was a person who was welcoming guests and indeed inviting people to become his guests. He was a person who was prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. He was a person who was not asking anyone for help other than Allah, but at the same time very helpful and kind to people. And altogether you can say that he was a person whose heart was attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was just looking for some opportunity to do something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah was pleased with him, he didn't bother about anything else. Even when he was being thrown into fire, you know that Jibreel went and offered help, and he said, "Amma ilayka fala." Allah is aware of what is happening to me. I leave it to him to decide. If he's pleased with my, you know, death, I don't mind. If he's not pleased, he decides. So he was a person who was really submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah chose him as a friend. So this makes the connection between this part of the verse and the beginning of the verse perfect. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. So Ibrahim himself was the perfect example of a person who submits his affairs to Allah while he is doing good things. Ahsana, man ahsanu deenan mimman aslama wajhahu lillah. Like Ibrahim, wa huwa muhsan, he does good things. He helps people, he invites people to be his guests, he does ibadah. So he's the perfect example. So if someone follows the path of Ibrahim, no one will be better than him. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Okay. Now, what happens when someone becomes a friend of God? Is Allah going to
benefit from this person as we benefit from our friends? No, Allah doesn't need any person to help him, to benefit him. Even Allah doesn't need anyone to help him by being, for example, in conversation with him, bringing him comfort because Allah feels lonely. He doesn't need any kind of these things. Therefore, in the next verse, he says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He has everything which is in the skies and the earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا. He doesn't have any need. So why Allah chose Ibrahim as a friend? This is something that is not that much mentioned in the books that I have seen. What is the impact? Normally it is treated just as an honor. It's a kind of position that Allah has honored Ibrahim with. But I think maybe there are more dimensions to this position. If someone is friend of someone, what happens? We know that in the case of Allah, to be friend doesn't mean to speak together or spend some time together or to travel together, to help each other not to feel, you know, for example, worried or, you know, depressed. No. Allah doesn't have such needs. There must be something else. I think of some issues I want to share with you. Inshallah, you think about it. And if you have any ideas, you can mention, inshallah, in between this session and next session. I think to be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that whoever wants to be a friend of Allah can approach him through Ibrahim. If you want to be friend with someone, what do? Especially if that person is a very important person and very difficult to find him and have access to him. There are too many people who want to become his friend. What do? You look for a person who is close to that person. Say, you are his friend. Can you please connect me? Can you please introduce me to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ibrahim as his friend. So anyone who wants to be friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now can refer to Ibrahim. By making good relation with Ibrahim, by following Ibrahim, you can become also a friend of God. If you have decided to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow Ibrahim, then Allah will become your friend and loves you. So Ibrahim now, I think, has been given this great task of connecting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now perhaps you can understand why we have Abrahamic faith. All great divine religions that we have today, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, they are all connected to Allah through Ibrahim. They are all indebted to Ibrahim. Ibrahim is a friend of God who connects people to God. And another aspect of this is, if you are not going to stay in your home, what do? If for some reason you are, for example, not available in your house, maybe you want to travel, or you have another place, for any reason, you have a house, to whom do you give the key? To your close friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the key of his house to Ibrahim. By asking Ibrahim first to restore Kaaba, and second to invite people towards Hajj. It's interesting that Allah says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. You invite on my behalf people to come to this house. So Ibrahim builds the house of his friend and invites people to the house of his friend. And we, by going to Hajj, we respond to the call of Allah, but also to the call of Ibrahim. And interestingly, many things that we do in Hajj is related to Ibrahim. Our tawaf, our sa'i, our ramy, even our wuquf in Arafat, all is related to Ibrahim. So, it's very special position for Prophet Ibrahim, and this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to follow Ibrahim, and by following the example of Ibrahim, we can become a close friend of God, inshallah. Okay, this was the last verse about Khalil and the cognates of Khalil. And inshallah, we will talk about another concept which is used in the Quran, and that is brother. Sometimes in the Quran, brother means friend. Can be good brother, like pious people. When they have friendship, they are brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Sometimes we have bad people who are friends of each other. إِخْوَانُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. These are brothers, but their brotherhood is not based on good reasons.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
والصحب أي
والصحب